Okay, good morning all. So we're here in the middle of Perek Vav, chapter 6. So up to Mishnah Hey. So basically, up until now we've been talking about things that were prohibited, right? So we first spoke about the Isuri Derabanan, and then we discussed yesterday the Isuri Deraisa for things that a woman or a person should not be going outside of an Erev, going outside into a public domain without an Erev on Shabbos. And now we're going to discuss some of those things that based on what we just discussed, you might have thought were maybe prohibited, but really they are permitted. So let's just jump right in Mishnah Hey over here. So yotza isha bechutei sa'ar bin mishala bin mishal chaverta bin mishal behima. So a woman, we said that a woman can't really go outside of her house into a place without an erev with her hair tied up in strings. However, she is allowed to go outside of her house with her hair tied up in strings as long as it's made of actual hairs, whether her hairs, friend's hairs, animal hairs. She is allowed to go out with her hair tied up with a string like that. But she also, we said she's not really allowed to go outside with some sort of a head, like a string coming out from her forehead or something like that. But a headband or these what they're called head bangles would be allowed as long as they are sewn onto her hat. Because since they're sewn onto her hat, the concern, if you remember, was that she might take them off and show it to her friend. But if they're sewn onto her hat, then she would have to take her hat off and uncover her hair, which she would not do. So therefore, we're not concerned that she would take that off. Therefore, that would be permitted as long as it's sewn into the hat. But kavul v'peya nachris l'chatsir. She's also allowed to go outside with some sort of a wig, again, obviously for the same reasons, or a forehead pad, which, again, was some sort of decoration that they used to wear back in the day that I guess was attractive. B'moch sheba azna, she can go out with some, you know, sometimes your ear after you take a bath or a shower, you know, there's like some water coming out or whatever, so if she wants to put some cotton in there to absorb that water, that would be permissible to go outside with. B'moch sheba sanla, she's allowed to go out with some sort of a cotton lining that she used to protect her feet when she walked outside. B'moch sheba hitkina l'nidasa, or she's having, if it's her time of the month, she has some sort of a cotton pad that would also be permitted to go outside with. B'pilpel, she's also allowed to go outside with some sort of a pepper that women used to keep in their mouth to stop bad breath, so that she's allowed to go out with that. The gargir melach, and some sort of a salt that women used to put in their mouth, or people used to put in their mouth if they used to have some sort of tooth disease, so that would be permitted as well. And then the mission says, v'chol davar shetitein l'toch peah v'elvad shelo titein l'chatchila b'shabbos. All these things, right? Any sort of a mouth, a breath, deodorizer or some sort of thing to heal the mouth would all be permissible to wear to use on Shabbos as long as she did not put them in her mouth on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says if im nafa lo tachzir, and so much so that even if it fell out of your mouth on Shabbos, then you cannot put it back into your mouth on Shabbos. Again, these are all cases when there's no erev, so the concern would be carrying. So if it would fall out of your mouth in a public domain, you do that, then want to put it back in your mouth, there would be a concern that you'd carry on Shabbos, and therefore we don't allow that. Shein toteves v'shein shel zahav rabbi matir. Now this is very relevant for us nowadays. If nothing else felt relevant, this certainly is. What about so a person has a false tooth or a gold plating, which would be like a filling, right? Is a person allowed to go outside with a filling in their tooth on Shabbos? I sure hope so, right? So Rebbe says that that would be totally permissible. The Chachamim say that it's totally prohibited to go outside with some sort of a tooth filling or a cap on your teeth on Shabbos. And the problem obviously is, what about us nowadays who don't easily take out either teeth filling or caps on our teeth? So would that be permissible to go outside of your house on Shabbos if there was no Erev? So the obvious answer is yes, that would be permissible. The reason why it used to be prohibited was because those could be easily taken out. But nowadays, a person does not easily take out a filling or a cap on their tooth, and therefore it's permanent, and therefore you're allowed to go outside with it. The question would be something like dentures or something that someone has some removable teeth. Can a person go out with that on Shabbos? Well, I think that it is definitely permitted, and I think the reason why is because the concern was that someone might take these things out on Shabbos when they're in a public domain. I think the average person would not think of taking their dentures out on Shabbos in a public domain, and therefore I think you probably can argue that it would be permissible as well, and you should not be concerned about that. That's Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav. Yotzin Beselash Al Hatzineh. So there used to be some sort of a way to heal some sort of a wound. They would tie a coin onto that wound on Shabbos. That would be permissible to go outside with the coin tied around the wound on Shabbos. Habanos ketanos yotzos bechutin mafil bekismin shebeazneyan. Young girls who did not want to wear earrings, but they wanted to make sure the holes in their ears stayed open to have earrings in them someday, would put some sort of strings or pieces of wood in their ears on Shabbos, so it would be permissible for a young girl to do that. Arvios yotzos reulos. So now these are very interesting halachos. So women who lived in some more Arabic countries where the non-Jewish women would wear what we would call a burqa nowadays, where they would totally cover their entire body, their entire face, and just to keep their eyes open. So you think maybe you cannot wear that on Shabbos because that's not an average thing that a person wears. Well, since women in these countries normally wear, so therefore it is permissible for a woman to go out dressed like that on Shabbos. Umadios prufos, and in the Madai they used to go out with some sort of they had a cloak on, and then on the cloak they would put like a rock in there, so that you just imagine the rock served as like a button on this side, and they would wrap around a strap around on the other side to keep the cloak closed. So the rock was just a loose rock or a nut, whatever it was, but since it was wrapped around, it was used for sealing up the coat, so that was considered basically like a normal button, and therefore it would be permissible to go out like that on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah concludes, V'chol Adam Elasha Dibro Chachamim Bahuveh. Every single person is allowed to go outside either dressed in a burqa or dressed with this some sort of an extra stone in there to seal up your cloak, even if you don't live in these places. But the reason why the Mishnah used these places was because these were the normal places to do these types of things, but anywhere it would be permissible for a person to do either one of these things. Okay, stop right here. We have a minion, right?